Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, June 6th. Coming up in today's episode, will BJP's Agniveer scheme be a hurdle in alliance deals? Will Rahul Gandhi retain Raebareli seat and give a chance to Priyanka Gandhi Vadra from Wayanad? Can Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena be wooed by the NDA? ICC finally takes a stand on controversy around unfavourable New York pitches for World Cup 2024. And is Kate Middleton retiring from public life? After a decade of majority in the centre, BJP-led NDA is back to the era of coalitions and the negotiations that are a part of the parcel when several parties with various differences try to coexist as an alliance. Sources say JDU wants one ministry per four MPs, including railway and finance. TDP has its own demands, especially the Speaker of the House. But BJP sources have told NDTV that BJP is having none of it and will retain key ministries, especially finance, health, defence and home. In the first sign that the Narendra Modi government's third term will be very different from the first two, a close ally of Nitish Kumar has said the party will seek a review of the centre's Agnipath scheme for recruitment in the armed forces. After a party meeting in Bihar, JDU leader and chief spokesperson K.C. Tyagi said, and I quote, "There is resentment, so we will seek review of Agniveer. We are not opposing it," unquote. JDU has 12 Lok Sabha seats, a key number for NDA to maintain its claim in the parliament, which requires a minimum of 272 seats to prove majority. The NDA has 293 seats currently. The Telugu Desam Party, led by N. Chandrababu Naidu, which brings 16 Lok Sabha MPs to the NDA, has demanded key positions including Lok Sabha Speaker, sources suggest. Notably, anti-Agniveer scheme sentiment was one of the major talking points for Rahul Gandhi in almost all his India bloc rallies and speeches. And Congress even promised to abolish the concept in its manifesto if it came to power. Launched in 2022, Agnipath scheme provides for short-term induction of personnel into the armed forces with an aim to bring down the age profile of the three services. And Mr. Gandhi used to allege this scheme brought down the dignity of the armed forces and reduced them to daily wage workers with no promise of pension or martyrdom if they lost their life protecting the nation. Coming back to Mr. Tyagi, he said a nationwide caste survey must be held and Bihar should get a special status. Significantly, a nationwide caste survey was one of the key poll planks of the India opposition bloc. Also, the Nitish Kumar government that was backed by the RJD and Congress had conducted a caste survey in the state before JDU chief switched sides and joined hands with the NDA. And next, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has a dilemma on his mind, whether to choose Wayanad seat, a constituency which elected him twice, or go to Raebareli, another seat he won in 2024 Lok Sabha election. If the decision was up to Amethi giant slayer Kishori Lal Sharma, who won Amethi against Union Minister Smriti Irani and returned the Congress bastion to the grand old party, he would request Mr. Gandhi to stick to Raebareli, another Congress bastion. Speaking with NDTV, Mr. Sharma said he has already suggested this to other leaders. He said, and I quote, "And maybe Priyanka Gandhi Vadra could have a chance in Wayanad. I have long maintained she should be in the House. She should be a part of the parliament. But the decision is, of course, up to them. But Ms. Gandhi Vadra deserves to be a part of parliamentary proceedings," unquote. The India bloc defied all odds and won a total of 232 seats with an alliance of Congress, Shiv Sena UBT, RJD, NCP Sharad Chandra and many more. Even though BJP has a majority, it suffered a major setback by going down 63 seats from its 2019 tally of 303. But there might be more trouble looming for Rahul Gandhi and company, as sources told NDTV that NDA has been trying to reach out to former ally Uddhav Thackeray. Long-time allies and ideological match, BJP and Shiv Sena UBT parted ways when 40 rebel MLAs led by Eknath Shinde walked out of Shiv Sena and claimed ownership of the party created by Balasaheb Thackeray. Now Mr. Thackeray is one of the key India bloc partners, so India members would try to ensure he remains with them. Notably, Mr. Thackeray skipped the post-result meeting of India bloc leaders at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence last evening. but none of the other leaders have expressed any concern over it. And next, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup is going on in USA, but not without its fair share of hiccups. Despite growing fears over the nature of pitches at New York for the T20 World Cup, there have been no such plans over shifting the remaining matches out of the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium. The untested drop-in pitches at New York, which allegedly favour bowlers excessively, have come under heavy scrutiny after Sri Lanka were bowled out for 77 by South Africa, followed by India bundling out Ireland for 96. A report from BBC has said, and I quote, "India have privately voiced their unhappiness with the unpredictable bounce and two-paced nature of the strips amid worries over safety of their batters," unquote. India is scheduled to play Pakistan in their second Group A game at New York on Sunday. Quote, "The International Cricket Council or ICC is believed to be analysing data from previously abandoned games to establish how to react should it need to act. However, ICC officials have maintained there are no contingency plans in place to switch any of the New York games to venues in Florida or Texas, both of which have natural turf strips. Breaking from breaking news, continuing with the topic of cricket and World Cup, Indian cricketer and current commentator Irfan Pathan lauded Australian World Cup winning captain Pat Cummins for his culture during the Australia vs Oman match in Barbados. The captain was rested for the match but did not forget to help his team. The team leader was the water boy for this match, a position not much respected by the average fan. But a cricketer like Mr. Pathan acknowledged Cummins for keeping his teammates hydrated in the sweltering heat. Now, back to news. Princess of Wales Kate Middleton won't return to her former life, reports suggest. Last week, it was reported that Kate Middleton would not be seen in public for the rest of 2024. But now, a fresh report in New York-based magazine has claimed that the 42-year-old princess may never come back, quote, "in the role that people saw her in before," unquote. Citing an insider source, the Us Weekly reported that Kate's team was currently re-evaluating whether Kate can handle or continue her life as before in any way or form after her cancer treatment. Kate has been out of the public eye for months due to her cancer treatment. Notably, from the month of February till April, social media was rife with rumors of her unreasonable absence from the public eye. People and tabloids speculated cancer or a possible separation from Prince Williams. Some even went ahead to claim she was not alive anymore, which is why the Kensington Palace published images of her, which were reportedly altered using AI. The controversy spread like wildfire after a Mother's Day photo of her was found to be altered, and agencies like AP, AFP and Getty Images ordered to kill the image, and AP even claimed Kensington Palace was not a reliable source, at least for that picture. But putting rumours aside, official reports earlier said that she wouldn't resume work until the fall or even next year. The palace claimed she would return to duties once the doctors allow her. In a March 22 video this year, Kate announced her cancer diagnosis, adding that initially her condition was believed to be non-cancerous. However, following an abdominal surgery in January, subsequent tests on her revealed she had cancer. And lastly, there may be a way to reduce the impact of one of the world's biggest climate villains, cement recycling. An absolute necessity for modern human civilization, cement is the second most consumed material on the planet after water. Producing it accounts for almost 7.5% of global carbon emissions. But this week, scientists unveiled a low-carbon technique for recycling cement. The process, developed by academics at the University of Cambridge, England, uses excess heat from another industry, steel recycling, to reactivate old cement, sidestepping tons of emission. A study published in the journal Nature suggests the process does not add significant cost to concrete or steel production. If the arc furnaces used to melt steel are powered by renewables, the technique would be emissions-free. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.